are you today? It's time again for Moments of Melody. Two men stood near the great falls of Niagara and watched the water pouring over the brink and crashing on the rocks below. One was impressed by the beauty of the sparkling rainbow that glistened in the dancing spray, and in it he saw God's handiwork. The other man, however, could only see an immense amount of power being wasted. When men started to harness Niagara's power in order to produce electricity that would light cities and run machinery, there were people who objected on the ground that one of the world's wonders of nature would be ruined. Such people think that a natural phenomena like Niagara exists for its own sake and should merely be admired. To others, the power of a waterfall ought to be used by being transformed into a kind of energy that will serve humanity. The gospel of Christ produces similar reactions in people. To some, it's something to admire and to wonder about, but others sense the power that is in it. St. Paul's prayer was that the Christians would not only see the admirable qualities of Christianity, but that they would realize and use Christ's power. Today we're going to read St. Paul's prayer for the Ephesians, that they might understand how incredibly great was God's power. From St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. I have never stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you wisdom to see clearly and really understand who Christ is and all he has done. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can see something of the future he has called you to share. I want you to realize that God has been made rich because we who are Christ's have been given to him. I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great his power is to help those who believe him. It is that same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in heaven. Far, far above any other king or ruler or dictator or leader. Yes, his honor is far more glorious than that of anyone else, either in this world or in the world to come. God has put all things under his feet, made him the supreme head of the church, which is his body, filled with himself, the author and giver of everything, everywhere. Yes, God has all power. And you know he wants to use that power in your behalf to break the power of Satan. Maybe you're in the clutches of Satan this morning. Call upon the Lord Jesus for salvation. He'll break Satan's power and bring his power into your life, the power of the Lord Jesus.